Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Starts with a simple kiss, but putting an X at the end of a message to a work colleague could land you in a whole lot of trouble. Joining us on the line now is Caroline Reedy of the HR Suite. You're very welcome, Caroline, to the programme this evening. Is it ever okay to put a kiss at the end of a text to a work colleague?
I think most of us, potentially, as we say happy birthday or, you know, something like that, there is a possibility that you're going to add in an emoji or something at the end. But I think the context of that is always going to be something that matters, isn't it? Whereas if you're sending something and putting a kiss in the end of it and somebody takes it the wrong way, obviously that's a different story, isn't it?
Well, I suppose, but can you be responsible for how somebody else takes it if that's just the way you are? Like, I know somebody who puts texts or kisses in literally every bit of communication she sends. Emails, texts, everything. It's at the there's at least one kiss at the end of it. Two, and I mean two. Like,
huh? She hasn't texted me like that.
And I suppose,
who is she,
like, for most or all of my texts that I send to my friends and family, I put a little orange heart at the end of it. But if I was sending that to my clients, I think they'd be starting to worry as I give them the HR advice. But I think it's context, because I think as well, you know, we've started now using social media or using Teams or using WhatsApp a lot more frequently. So people's way of communicating has got a lot more informal. So to them, you know, it's not ideal to be putting a kiss or an emoji or whatever at the end of a message. And I think most of the time the context is huge. Mm. But I think, Sarah, you made a good point there about the recipient, how they feel, you know, can we take responsibility for that? And the answer is it's our responsibility to, because harassment, for example, sexual harassment, etc., it's not whether your intent was to cause offence by a comment or, you know, an inappropriate gesture. It's how the recipient receives it based on a reasonable person.
Cara, will you get
really?
Look at your HR speak.
100%.
For God's sake.
She's not HR.
I know, but
expert.
Like, for God's sake. It's not, firstly, by the way, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Carmen.
Well, see, now that is inappropriate, see, Caroline. I would totally agree with you, Caroline, if you felt that was inappropriate.
No, but it's not an emoji. Can I ask you this,
it's
though?
It's worse.
Sarah's point. If you say, look, you send me an X after a message, I say, I'm not comfortable with this, Caroline, but you show me that you do it to everybody. My case is dead in the water, isn't it?
No, not at all. It's, again, and the X example of the kiss, I suppose, you know, being kind of one piece. Normally, it's not just one piece that causes, you know, somebody to decide this is inappropriate and I'm going to take this further. Mm-hmm. Normally, it's a piece of a puzzle that this is a chain of matters that are now going from the innocent to the not maybe so appropriate. And I suppose what we don't want is for somebody who feels, look, the behaviour is not appropriate, because we add the kiss to maybe an inappropriate comment or an inappropriate gesture, etc. Yeah. All of a sudden, somebody may be saying, actually, do you know what? Maybe it's just me, so I won't go and say anything about it. And then maybe I'll actually just go and get another job because this person is my manager.
Yeah.
So we don't want that to be, I suppose, the norm, because we're getting now so conscious that, you know, like, at the end of the day, everybody has a different view of what's okay and what's not okay. But it's just being mindful of, okay, look, is that actually maybe overstepping the mark? And for me, the kiss being a random thing that happens once in a blue moon isn't going to be the issue. It's not going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. But normally, as I say, it's the build-up of other things that might just cause that.
But then
that
you see, the random X, right? The random kiss is met with, what did he or she mean by that? Do they want reciprocation?
Yeah, and I suppose, look, at the end of the day, we're in the scenario we're talking about in work. We're dealing with adults, and I think there has to be a little bit of, look, that could have been just, you know, a mistake. Like, I know I've sent a text, and I've had to send, you know, the hand up to the face, kind of cringe, oops, didn't mean to send that, you know? So, like, I think, you know, we're dealing with adults, that there has to be a bit of, well, look, actually, that could be a mistake. But if it's a pattern, I think that's where, you know, it starts to get uncomfortable maybe for the person.
Like, I called Cormac Honey once by accident.
I'm glad you said by accident, Sarah, and that you're able to disclose on air.
Would I have a case? Caroline, would I have a case now here?
Obviously, at the time, it didn't knock a stir out of you, so I'd say, Sarah, you're off.
I'd say if I heard it, it would.
But what about, like, just finding that about language like that, apart from the kisses or the emojis, what about sort of familiar language like that? Like, that would be much less common.
Yeah, I actually, believe it or not, it's still common enough. And I suppose it's something that, you know, people would say, look, I'm just not comfortable by the fact that you call me XYZ. And no matter what that might be, you know, but I think we've got a good culture now in most environments where people feel comfortable that they can speak up and say, actually, do you know what? I don't like the way you say X, Y, Z, or, you know, so it's a good thing that people are confident that they can speak up, but not everyone will have that confidence. Hence why we're so proactive now in organizations at doing training to raise awareness around that.
Can I ask you finally then about emojis? Because they can cause serious problems, and there's some that, you know, I think most people are aware of now that are just, you know, inappropriate. But I remember one person sent to me hugging emojis a lot, and the person thought, actually his politician thought that it was jazz hands, but it was actually a hugging emoji. But either way, it wasn't that awfully appropriate, like whichever way you twist and turn it.
It was jazz hands or not.
Yeah. So are they a real danger area, do you think? Emojis.
I think it's back to, you know, you saying there, geez, you know, I was wondering why they were sending them to me because I wasn't that familiar with them or I wasn't that friendly. I think that's where the boundary lies, you know. For most people, then they'll start to realise when they don't get it back reciprocated, you know, that that's not appropriate.
You would hope,
but sure, like 99% of the time, people use the common sense because they can intuitively tell, oops, I don't think that was received the way it was intended, and then they'll stop. But not everybody will use that good.
That's why I stopped calling Cormac Cunny, isn't it?
thanks, honey.
Oh, God, we have to go. Right. Caroline, listen, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
That's
Caroline Reedy of the HR Suite. Thank you very much.